My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes seeks medical treatment. We discuss the proper format for porn, Davin has a brush with the law and his demons, and Pip sets up the toughest email address ever. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, well, I want to have a specialist check me, and it might take some money, but I are going through a lot right now, so I guess I will manage with the little I have. Joe, am I communicating with you on these scams? The way she writes is oddly familiar.
Hey, have Joe and Agnes Joe's ever been in the same room?
Yeah, right.
So I go, well, don't they have government for doctors in Ghana? To pay for the doctors in Ghana? She goes, well, they have, but I want to go to a private hospital. They are more effective and responsible. I don't even have insurance for it.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's like an American.
Now remember the day before, because she took the kid with malaria to the hospital, and the doctor was like playing all nicey-nice with her, hitting on her. She blew him off.
Okay.
So I go, oh, babe, I don't know what to say. Maybe you should just flirt with that doctor from the hospital. Use your charm and good looks. Women do that all the time. You know, try to sucker a guy into thinking they will get something they will never get so the woman can get what she wants.
Oh! I don't know what you could be talking about.
I hate to see you do this, but it is a desperate situation. She goes, yeah, that's a nice desperate idea. But the doctor works in a government hospital. There are too many people there. It's too hectic. I guess I have to get a loan to get a loan and pay for it later. I go, well, later you will definitely have the money. We're going to finish your script and send it to the company. I'm going to get you set up with them. That I promise. Then with a little pressure from my finger, because remember, I'm suicidal, the pressure of the world will be gone. I'm determined to get you set up so you never have to worry about this stuff again.
I think that pressure of your finger thing is a little too subtle for her.
I think so, too. Because she goes, thanks, babe. Can I write for them on Facebook? Will they accept it? Yeah, could you post porn to my wall, stupid? So I go, I'm transcribing everything you write. I'll put it in the format for the script. Once we gather, I can teach you how to write in the proper porn format.
What is the proper porn format?
Oh, we'll have Joe write it. I'm sure he knows how.
Ooh, language they can understand. Huh?
And then they fucked. F-O-O-C?
Yeah.
You should try reading your stuff twice. Oh, she's like, okay, babe, thanks. No problem. I go, you're the important thing. She goes, that's cute. She goes, why is that cute? She goes, because she knows I'm so responsible. She goes, I don't know about that, babe. The police might beg to differ. Why? What's wrong? She says. It's fine. I just got in a bit of trouble on Sunday night. Remember, I was drinking. Nothing for you to concern yourself about, but I still want to know what's wrong, babe. I'm fine. Don't worry. Okay, if you say so, but take care of yourself, she says. I go, the body is only a temporary vessel. I am just using it up as all. Nothing for you to concern yourself with.
This is just the creepiest fucking talk ever. I would be berserk if I cared about somebody or was pretending to care about somebody and was waiting for him to, like, come through with some money. And he was talking like this, like he has an expiration date that he knows about, and I don't. I would be flipping out.
She goes, okay, but is it connected to the revolver and shooting your TV?
Wow, okay.
I go, no, this had nothing to do with that. I was just irresponsible, battling some old demons. I have it under control. It isn't a problem. Fortunately, I didn't hurt anybody, and that's the important thing. I go, besides, I got off with a warning, fortunately. I am recognizable.
Oh.
She goes, hey, the fame is helping you. Happy for you.
You should have seen, if you're not on stick camp, you should have seen Davin eye roll at his own, like, pretending, oh, yes, I'm a big famous guy.
I certainly am.
Oh,
I have a website.
Great.
Yeah.
I feel kind of fine talking to you. I go, my fine is helping your aches and pains. She goes, no, I mean your fame is helping you when you get into trouble, and I am feeling fine when talking to you. I go, I'm glad you are feeling better. If my ability pays off for you and Michael, that's her son, then I can rest.
Mm.
I am looking forward to it. My mind is so weary. Should I go with beer, wine, or vodka tonight?
Oh, boy.
Oh, babe, everything will be all right. Fruit wine will be cool.
No way!
Feed the alcoholic.
You're an alcoholic. And she's just like, no, I'll enable him just a little.
Okay, I go, okay, wine it is.
Fruit wine.
It's nice to have it in the house again. It's been so long.
Because I'm a fucking alcoholic.
Yes, oh, everything God. Will be fine. Now that my kid does not want to see me, the best thing I can do is leave her money. I will leave her money and take care of you. Then I will be free.
Oh, man. And she just glosses over all the shit. This is hilarious.
She goes, why doesn't your kid want to see you?
Oh, she cares.
My wife is just feeding her head with terrible things about me. Just another thing to deal with. It's been quite a few months. But as long as you are taken care of, it is all worth it. Thanks, babe. Have you tried talking? Talking to who? Stupid. Your kid, I mean. See, that's what I mean. It's like...
She actually is talking to you like... A person. Like trying to, like, draw you out like a girlfriend really would. This is creepy.
Yeah, I can't get near her, and she won't get on the phone to talk to me. I could go to court and have them make her. We used to be so close, but my wife is telling her I cheated on her with a, quote-unquote, an African whore. My wife says terrible things.
She does.
She's like Dice.
Oh, this is great. It's like having a little ventriloquist dummy that says all the
it's
bad
like
stuff.
Joe.
Get Joe, let him shove his arm up your ass.
Joe's
and,
not gay.
And make you talk. Oh, that's right.
He just goes antiquing.
Oh, that's right. We covered that. Joe doesn't go for the fisting. Okay, never mind.
And that we have destroyed my daughter's life. Now she's acting out in school and getting into trouble. Oh, sorry about that. Anything I can do to help? Not really. I guess just love me as long as I am here.
Stop being a hooah.
She goes, that's not a problem. It's so easy for me to love you. She's good. I got management.
Wow. You do have management this time.
I go, thanks, babe. I'm just so lonely. Right now, it's me, a computer, and wine. I never thought it was going to turn out this way for me. My life is completely different than I envisioned it. Aw, babe, I'm with you every day in spirit, even if we can't see each other. But the love we share is much stronger than anything else.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the whole line about it's turning out differently than I envisioned it, than I sort of outlined in my notebook when I was thinking about ways to fuck you over.
Here's the fucking funny thing. I never know where I'm going with this shit until it happens.
I know.
Sometimes I have an idea, let me take it there, but then it goes completely different.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Joe
yes.
has things to talk about.
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
I go, I know, babe, and I love you for it. She goes, I love you more, babe. So what have you been up to? Didn't see you yesterday when I sent you the message. That was Monday, remember I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to have an insurance and just to look at my car, and then I went to the lawyer.
Mm.
Oh, how did it go with the lawyer? My divorce attorney. It went okay. The receptionist was in rare form. I got her email address. Do you want it? Yeah, if that would make her back off, I am ready for it. Should I be aggressive or gentle? I go, I don't know, babe. I don't usually try to chase women away. Let me find it. I go, her name is Rose. I'm looking in my pants because that's where I put it. This is the most awful email address ever that Pip Helix came up with as Rosa. Terrible joke.
I like
it. You wouldn't be able to spell it on three tries.
If you were Spanish, you'd get it right away.
Diablo Cayenta y Picante at Hotmail. Really?
At Hotmail? Goddamn, it is hot.
Are you fucking shitting me? I don't even like typing it myself.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.